Welcome, dear listeners, to another Library of Divine Echoes Deep Dive, where we dive deep into the mystical, the historical, and the hidden realms of human experience. I'm your host, Christopher Little, and today we'll be exploring the ancient and enigmatic Oum runes. These mysterious symbols, with their deep roots in Celtic tradition, offer a wealth of insights and applications from divination to mythology and beyond. Let's begin our journey by understanding what Oum runes are. Originating from Celtic culture, the Oum script consists of a series of notches and lines, each representing a different letter and holding its own unique significance. This ancient script was primarily used between the 4th and 6th centuries AD, often carved into stones and trees, linking it closely to nature and the natural world. The Oum runes are not just an ancient alphabet, they are also powerful tools for divination. Each rune carries its own meaning, drawing from the natural elements and Celtic mythology. Let's explore a few of these runes and their interpretations. Baith, birch, symbolizes new beginnings, purification, and rebirth. In a divination reading, it suggests a fresh start or a new project on the horizon. Louis, rowan, represents protection and intuition. When this rune appears, it may indicate that you need to trust your instincts and safeguard yourself against negative influences. Nion, ash, associated with strength and stability, seeing this rune could mean that you need to stay grounded and draw upon your inner strength to face challenges. The mythology and folklore surrounding the Oum runes are rich and varied. According to legend, the Oum script was created by the Celtic god Ogma, a figure of wisdom and eloquence. The runes were believed to be a gift to humanity, providing a way to connect with the divine and unlock hidden knowledge. In folklore, the Oum runes are often linked to trees, each rune representing a different type of tree with its own unique properties and symbolism. For instance, the oak tree, represented by the rune Duer, is associated with strength, endurance, and protection. These tree associations deepen the connection between the runes and the natural world, highlighting the Celtic belief in the interconnectedness of all things. The Oum runes also serve as an ancient alphabet. Each rune corresponds to a specific letter, making it possible to write words and messages using this script. Here's a brief overview of some of the runes and their alphabetical associations. Baith, B, birch. Louis, L, rowan. Fearn, F, alder. Sael, S, willow. Nion, in, ash. This alphabetical aspect of the Oum runes demonstrates their versatility, allowing them to be used not just for divination and symbolism, but also for communication. Apart from divination and writing, the Oum runes have been used in various other ways throughout history. They are often employed in magical practices, where the runes are inscribed on talismans or used in rituals to invoke specific energies and outcomes. Additionally, Oum stones, inscribed with these runes, can be found across Ireland and parts of Britain, serving as markers of ancient territories and significant sites. Now that we've explored the fascinating world of the Oum runes, let's close this episode with a guided meditation. This meditation is designed to help you ground yourself, center your energy, and prepare to communicate with your subconscious mind using the Oum runes to divine insights about your current spiritual path. Find a comfortable position, either sitting or lying down. Close your eyes and take a deep breath in and out. Allow your body to relax and let go of any tension. Imagine roots extending from your feet deep into the earth, grounding and anchoring you. Feel the stability and support of the earth beneath you. Now envision a circle of light forming around you, creating a sacred and protected space. This circle is your sanctuary, a place of safety and serenity. Next, let's call upon the elements and the four directions. East. We invite the element of air, bringing clarity, inspiration, and new beginnings. South. We call upon the element of fire, offering transformation, passion, and courage. West. We welcome the element of water, providing intuition, healing, and emotional flow. North. We summon the element of earth, giving stability, grounding, and strength. Feel the presence of these elements and directions, creating a harmonious and balanced energy within your circle. As you continue to breathe deeply and rhythmically, focus on your intention to connect with your subconscious mind and the wisdom of the Oum runes. Visualize the runes appearing before you, each one glowing with ancient energy and knowledge. Select a rune that resonates with you and hold its image in your mind. Ask the rune to reveal insights about your current spiritual path. Trust that the answers will come to you in the form of thoughts, feelings, or visions. Take a few moments to absorb the wisdom of the rune, allowing it to guide and illuminate your path. When you feel ready, slowly bring your awareness back to the present moment. gently wiggle your fingers and toes, and open your eyes. Thank the elements and directions for their presence and guidance. Release the circle of light, knowing that you can return to this sacred space whenever you need. Thank you for joining us on this journey through the Aum Runes. We hope this exploration has provided you with valuable insights and a deeper connection to these ancient symbols. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with others who might find it meaningful. Until next time, stay curious, stay humble, and stay inspired.